Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sam.
And I'm Melissa.
I grew up in the FLDS community. It is a polygamous group run by Warren Jeffs, and I moved out when I was 18 years old.
I was raised LDS. Sam and I have been married for 9 years and have two awesome kiddos.
Yes, we do. We want to quickly thank our donors, YouTube members, and our patrons on Patreon. We really do feel and appreciate your love and support.
Yes, today we are back with a fresh eyes on Sister Wives for season 11.
Oh boy, this was quite the season.
Whooey.
A lot went on in this season.
Yes, we'll just get right into it.
Yep.
It's talking about right at the beginning, Tony asking to marry McKelty, showing their engagements beginning, and that's a main theme throughout this whole season. I feel so bad for them. Because they, you know, we have Maddie's wedding that they're prepping for, and that happens in this season as well. And everybody is so excited and just loves Caleb, and he has a bromance with Cody, and everyone just is so happy about it and loving all the planning. And then everyone's like, we need to know Tony better, which I understand why, but I feel like it'd be so hard to be McKelty and Tony because you have this other couple who's engaged that everybody's really happy for. And then everybody like wants you to prove that you are in love and that you guys deserve the same support.
I have to think that somewhere in the line of communication, I don't know if it was McKelty just wasn't sharing her feelings enough with Christine, her mom, or what exactly was going on there though, because normally, or I guess I don't know if I should say normally, but in our experience, when someone's head over heels, like if a daughter's head over heels for this guy, the mom is going to know all about it.
Oh, yeah.
About the situation and how much she loves him and that kind of thing. Christine was completely shocked by it. So,
well, and everybody kept being shocked. Like right. Christine was shocked. Then Cody was shocked. Then they asked like the St. George parents, and the St. George parents were like, oh, we didn't know it was that serious. So then I think everyone just kept feeling shocked, and that like confirmed to the other people, hey, I'm not the crazy one. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So I did feel bad like all the way through, and they warmed up to the idea. There was all this negotiation, which was comical. Like, right. I don't know. It was so funny. Funny because it was so awkward. Every time
Cody's good at making things awkward, oh, for sure.
So good at it. Yeah.
His negotiating with Tony and McKelty was interesting. But eventually it seems like everyone in a way got what they wanted.
Yeah, I think so. It was also interesting to me. I did not know this. I mean, we've seen season 18 and then, you know, all the seasons up to season 11. But Tony, I didn't know that Tony was LDS.
Yes.
So he's mainstream LDS, served a mission. Yep. And one of Cody's main concerns was whether or not he was okay with the fact that McKelty cannot be baptized, because this was the first time they had mentioned she had tried as well, just like Maddie had previously, to become a member of the mainstream LDS church. And there was actually the first presidency, meaning the prophet and his counselors, had sent a letter saying she cannot be baptized while her family is publicly polygamous.
I wonder what, I don't know if I should say I'm surprised that McKelty tried, or I wonder if there was something different that she thought maybe it would be okay, because she already knew that Maddie tried and wasn't able to. So now it's very clear that any brown family child that wants to join the LDS church is not welcome. Unless they, would you say, disown their family, or until their family
is no longer public
or no longer practicing polygamy? I'm not sure exactly, but now we know, and they know for sure, that that's going to be the answer.
Yeah, and at this point, later on in the season, McKelty says, you know, she's comfortable just going to church and having the belief even while she's not a member. And Tony talked about the fact that he's just fine not being sealed right at the beginning, that they would have a civil wedding, and then they could, you know, he hopes that someday they'd be able to be sealed if the answers change. But I am curious to see. Maddie kind of felt differently about it. You know, she was like, well, I don't want to be part of a church that is going to act that way.
Right. She was hurt by it.
And then she met Caleb, who wasn't a member of the LDS church. And so I think it was easy to separate. So I'm very curious, like, what her and Tony's journey's gonna be like. Are they gonna continue in their LDS faith? Is Tony gonna get to a point where he doesn't want to be a part of a faith that won't allow his wife to be a member? Yeah. So that was really interesting, and I totally understood Cody's concerns in that aspect of like, okay, Tony's like, this is what you want. Like, she's not allowed to be a member of your faith.
Right. And I mean, it's kind of cool that the Brown family, that both Christine and Cody are supportive of their daughter's wishes, in the sense that, you know, if this is the faith that you have and you want to join this religion, that's, you know, that's okay. But once they found out that she wasn't able to, then of course we've seen it, and a lot of people have seen that when there are two people that get married and have different religions or different faiths, that can cause a lot of friction in a marriage or a relationship. So I think that was the big concern there.
Yeah. So watching their engagement so far throughout this season, again, my heart just kind of went out for them.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting requirements to, you know, oh, so you have to do this, this, and this. Caleb never did. He's asking, you know,
he was welcomed
immediately. And the girls are the same age.
Yeah.
I feel like it really came down to them not feeling like they knew Tony, which was probably communication. And I don't think they fully trusted McKelty to be a responsible adult either.
Right.
Which both of those things made me a little sad for her. You know, like, I'm sure they have their reasons, but watching people on the TV over and over be like, well, McKelty's just very impulsive. Well, McKelty's just this. Well, McKelty's just that. And I was like, this poor girl's going to watch this back and be seeing that basically nobody has, like, it felt like for at least the first half of the season, nobody had faith that McKelty could make a good decision in picking a partner for life.
Right.
They didn't trust her.
It's very sad, because it seems like she found this person that is perfect for her. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think that she feels like I found the perfect guy. I'm going to go tell my mom. I'm so excited about this. Right. Mm-hmm. And then just to get the, oh boy, here she goes again, always making these rash decisions, never thinking through.
Yeah, I felt bad.
It would be tough, because maybe this is the first time she felt that, you know what, I'm actually making a really good decision here. And then to get that response would be tough.
By the end of this season, I think everyone got to see that they really were a good match. They got to see them together more as a couple on vacations or dinners. And so everybody's come around to Tony at this point by the end of the season. But like I said, my heart definitely went out to them, and the stark contrast that you saw between two engaged couples in the Brown family within the same year, it was like night and day difference of how they were treated and accepted. So that was the whole thing.
It was, and it was a very long period of this, you know, we're not really excited, but, you know, if you push your wedding off, maybe we can get there. But it does seem like now they got there, and everyone's excited, and they're engaged, and everything seems to be going great.
Yes. Another huge storyline within this is more about Mary and Cody's relationship. Woo-wee! Yes, okay.
There's a lot there.
There was so much. So, like, I don't even know where to start. But basically, a couple main things. We learned a ton about where Cody and Mary's relationship really has been for the last 12 years. Mm-hmm. That they've been struggling for 12 years. 12 years! And I think at one point, and Sam and I had said this before, but then with their therapist, it got mentioned again. You know, I turned to Sam, I'm like, that's something, you could only have problems with somebody for that long in a plural marriage setting. Because in a monogamous marriage, you either have to work it out or you're going to have issues, and they would have ended up divorced. I really think if it had been just Mary and Cody, they would have gotten divorced years before. But they're able to push it aside because he only has to see her one out of every 3 or 4 days.
If he even does that now, because they had gone through this thing where Mary didn't allow him to come over.
Yeah, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Just leave me alone. I need my time.
I mean, and of course, the whole catfish thing, that made everything worse for them, for sure. But it seems like the catfish thing was just something that came along after they had had so many years of trouble in their marriage, that it sounds like there was no romance at all during this whole time. And so, and you even see later on in the season when they're in the tell-all, mm-hmm. and the interviewer is asking them, or asking Cody specifically, if he was going to want to work it out.
Yeah.
With her, and by his response and hesitations, there is something so deep there. I mean,
no, it was bad. And in the tell-alls, the interviewer asked at one point, well, if she was on the other side of a burning bridge, would you get her? Oh my gosh, that answer was painful.
He barely even answered.
Yeah, he was like, well, like, he basically said no. And then Robin was like, if she was going to die on the other side of a burning bridge, would you go get her? And he's like, well, yeah. Okay, that's all the answer. Like, he was trying to make it this deep thing. Like, his answer was going to reflect his emotions and how their relationship was and all this stuff, which his answer did reflect all of that.
But, well, and here's the thing, too, is the after what Robin convinced him to say, basically, it came down to, well, yeah, if anyone was in trouble, I would help them. So basically, in his mind, Mary is no one more special than anyone that might be in trouble.
Yeah, well, and he kept saying, like, no one's trapped in this family. I don't want anyone to ever feel trapped in this family. So, you know, if she'd be happier somewhere else. And all the wives were like, that is not saying I want to fight for you. I want you to be here. You're saying, like, well, if you left, as long as you're happy, like, I could be okay with that. Which we know is how his attitude stays all the way until she does finally leave, right? Right. And he even said at one point that it would hurt his ego more than his feelings. This is in season 11, and she doesn't leave till season 18. And I was just like, yeah.
Season 11 is starting to show all of the glimpses of what 18 and even 10 we started to see them, but less bold. Now it's everything's in bold here. We can see definitely the path that leads to season 18, especially between Cody and Mary. And it's very obvious. I mean, at this point, because he cannot respond with any kind of love or care for her, other than just the fact that she's a part of the family, in my mind, it doesn't seem like they are on the road to fixing anything.
No. And she went and had that meeting with her friend in Georgia that had also been catfished, which was like super therapeutic for her. Mm-hmm. But she's still, I feel so bad for Mary. Just she's still very alone, right? Yeah. She is feeling alone with Cody. There, we'll get more into about their child and decisions later. But even her relationship with her child when all the catfishing was happening and trying to, and trying to deal with that and feeling alone. So now she doesn't have a relationship with Cody really. And she's trying to learn how to be kind to each other, basically. They were like, mm-hmm. just trying to learn how to be cordial. And then she doesn't have a relationship with her child. And at one point when Cody was talking about, well, you told me to like leave the house and why are you still here? Like I tried over and over for months. You're like, why are you still here? I need my space. I need my time. And you're pushing yourself on me. And I was like, that is exactly what Mary has been doing to her child through this whole season as well after the catfishing incident. And it's driving Mary insane that she can't have that relationship with her child again. And I'm like, this is exactly what you're doing to Cody though.
Right.
So pushing like child, away. Like mother, I was like,
or at least she was
doing
that to Cody.
So I'm like, okay, I'm seeing the correlation between each of how they handle those type of issues. And
is it just me?
Nobody's winning.
Yeah.
Nobody's winning.
Is it just me or is there something about this catfish story that we're missing?
I felt like we got more of it this time as Mary was, when she went on her trip to Georgia, we definitely got a lot more details. Like
right, because going she was on able trips, to
the
meet.
Way she was piecing it together. Yeah. But I feel like they keep leaving out Mary's part in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That it's that, because there has to be two people here that could, it couldn't just be the so-called Sam person that created all of this.
No.
There had to be some part of Mary on the other end, especially now knowing the way that Mary's child is treating her and
That's
looking
what I was gonna say.
At her with this no trust, no confidence. You know, there's got to be a lot more to that story that we're missing to create such a wall between those two.
Well, and when Cody went up to go visit their child and was like, you need to reconcile with your mother. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on? And he kept getting the same response.
No budging.
No, that they just don't trust Mary anymore. There's no trust there. They feel like Mary betrayed them and betrayed the family, betrayed the dad. Like, you can just tell that, again, I feel like the way that Cody was interacting with their child and seeing all the things that they were saying, I'm like, Yeah, there's more. I feel like we got a lot more information from Mary's side and what happened, but I think the emotional stuff that actually happened, you saw a lot more when Cody went up to go visit his and Mary's right. child.
Well, and there was even one point the producer asked Cody if he could share more information about what caused
their rift
and all of that, which I assume correlates directly with the catfish incident, or at least a part of it does. And he just straight up said, no, I can't say anything. Once again, I'm like, okay, well, if he can't say anything, that means there is a lot more to this story that we just can't know because it's too personal.
Yep. So that was a lot to watch the beginning. Well, now we know the beginning of the end was like 12 years before. But as far as the show is concerned, the definite beginning of the end here between Mary and Cody happened.
Right.
On a happier note, Maddie got married.
Yes. Beautiful wedding.
Beautiful wedding. Super sweet. The whole thing was awesome. We did laugh that Cody forgot the ring ceremony when he was officiating.
We were both laughing and not surprised.
Not surprised, because just as they had mentioned before that in polygamous weddings, there's no ring ceremony. Mm-hmm. LDS temple weddings, like what Sam and I had, we didn't have a ring ceremony either.
It's this thing where, because of the meaning behind the religious meaning behind a marriage and a sealing, is all about your, should I call it a contract?
Covenant.
Covenant, that's the word. A covenant between you, your spouse, and God. And so all of the like temporal things are so insignificant almost compared to your sealing for all eternity between you, your spouse, and God. And so I feel like so many people just look at the thing like a ring as that's just a temporal thing. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, we walked into the temple together in church clothes.
Yeah,
and we already had our rings on. And then after the sealing, they were like, if you'd like to exchange rings, like in the corner of the room, you can. And we're like, we got them. We're good. And then, you know, walked out. So, yeah, it didn't surprise us at all. It kind of made us chuckle because we're like, yeah, it really is within Mormonism. When you're dealing with sealings, the rings part of it just isn't a big deal.
Right.
So, other than that, it was awesome. I feel like it was a great wedding. Everyone was super happy. Mary and Caleb, super cute.
Yeah, they seem to be a match made in heaven because it just seems to work so well, especially because Caleb, both start with, he fits in so well with the family, definitely helps the whole situation as well.
Yes, and in the tell-all at the end, we found out that Maddie's expecting.
Oh, yeah.
So first brown grandbaby.
Exciting news.
Yeah. So that's going to be exciting to see.
I'm curious because of the way Maddie's already breaking tradition here by not getting married within their religion and all of that. So I'm excited or interested to see if Maddie ends up doing a at-home birth, to kind of, you know, the way that they all did, or at least a lot of them did. I guess some of them were hospital births, huh?
Yeah, depending on the risk factors, but. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see which traditions she carries on with her kids and which tradition she, you know, puts aside as, okay, that's more of a religious choice. So
we will
see.
Yeah. Not that at-home births is a religious thing at all. It's just because that's what we saw in the show. I'm curious if that's kind of the path she takes or if she ends up doing a hospital or whatever. But it seems like the at-home births are very common within religious, like at least the fundamental religions, that like the AUB.
Yeah, and the FLDS. You guys had like a center.
Yes, but we had a midwife. We weren't in a hospital.
Yeah.
And a lot of the FLDS women would also give birth in their homes. So I just know that it's very common, so I'm curious.
Well, I can't imagine having a hospital bill for 12 children.
Yeah.
I wonder if cost-effectiveness is part of it, honestly.
Yeah. Either very good insurance or...
I don't think it's a religious choice. It's more of a cultural norm.
However, it might be slight religious because, you know, the aspect of wanting to do everything naturally because this is the way God intended mindset. So there could be some of that leaning in to wanting to do it naturally.
In the mainstream LDS church, there's no cultural norm to that. there are people who have home births and there are lots of people who have hospital births. And it's definitely just a choice. And I'd say there's no religious aspect in that way for mainstream LDS, in case anyone was wondering.
Right. Maybe in some families. Every family's different.
That's what I mean. It's like a family
family choice
type thing.
Yeah.
The last big thing was Mary and Cody's child coming to all the parents, as that they gathered all the parents together and everyone's
in the library.
Is in the library. Oh no, does that mean there's another engagement and we need to get through the next wedding first? But just finding out that they said they were gay, and the family's reaction, honestly, I felt like was pretty good.
Mary was completely shocked by it.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I can understand if she, once again,
Their relationship was not good at all
for a long period. And so Mary didn't have these conversations. There was no hinting or leading up to any of this for her, which is interesting because we later find out that a lot of the siblings were already aware of it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's interesting that the parents seemed so shocked by it.
Like the siblings were like, oh yeah, we kind of guessed, or Caleb knew, or Caleb thought, you know.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, it's definitely interesting to see that. But overall, everyone was very supportive. Right. And
even Cody and the other moms.
Yep, and the other moms.
And Mary's supportive too. She was just so shocked by it that she didn't come off as supportive.
Yeah, I think in that moment, she just held their hand and said, I love you, and didn't know what else to do. I am glad that they showed a little bit of that honesty and the reality for Mary, because, again, I feel like overall as a family, they handled it really well. And I was really grateful that, you know, this child wasn't scared to tell the family, which was awesome, that they could feel comfortable doing that is wonderful. They were accepted and loved. I actually really enjoyed what Cody was saying to them about, you're always safe with me.
Right.
I always want you to feel protected. I always want you to feel loved. Like, I thought everything that Cody said was really beautiful in that moment.
Once again, showing them stepping outside of the religious beliefs, because Cody even mentioned, and they all would agree with it, that within their religious group and beliefs, that was frowned upon, not okay for someone to be gay. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that they're stepping out of that, which I think is great, but it just shows once again that they weren't sticking to what they originally or used to think was the correct way to live, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, and I feel like showing Mary's reaction, I think, was a little bit more raw of a typical fundamentalist Mormon parent, still on the very good side.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, like in this situation, I was so grateful for this child to be able to have this experience. And I thought, there are not a lot of fundamentalist Mormon children who are getting this type of experience. Because even the way that Mary was handling it, which wasn't perfect, and she was saying like it was hard for her and she was going through these emotions and dealing with that, even the way Mary was handling it is very good compared to how most children in fundamental Mormon households would be reacted to.
Oh boy.
So it, I mean,
people ask if there were any gay people in the FLDS church, and the answer to that is yes, but to my knowledge, those that were immediately forced out of the community. They were not welcome. And so that just goes to show, you know, one side of what it would probably typically look like. And I'm not saying that's with every family, but it seemed like within the FLDS church, this experience that I saw, that they just weren't welcome anymore.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think that's the case in a lot of fundamental Mormon communities. So once again, really grateful that their family was so supportive and so loving and really handled it so well. That was really great. Obviously, they did mention the fact that the religious factors their entire lives did made a huge difference in their coming to terms with their sexuality and understanding that, because they had been taught their entire life that it was evil to be gay, that they would go to hell, that it was a sin, all of those types of things. And while it's awesome that everybody is supportive of that, we just wanted to also take note and kind of say that this is an exception, unfortunately, to the rule and how things like this would normally be handled, because the religion is very strict.
Yeah, it's such a tricky topic when it comes to, I mean, because even within the Bible, it talks about things like this. And so
and I think
it's,
the Browns,
it's tricky.
The Browns said, I think, multiple times, you know, like our religion stands with Christianity and we choose to stand with humanity.
Right. I think, was it Cody that said something along the lines of, I think God would say that my, or God would want my duty to be to love all of my children.
Yes.
And to accept them. And something and along something along those lines. Yeah. So I don't know. It's a very tricky topic just because of the belief within Christianity about those types of things.
Yep. So that was, I'm grateful now. I feel like we're going to start seeing the rest of this child's journey. And it seems like it's probably just the beginning. And I've got a lot of unanswered questions as to the rest of their journey and kind of the sneak peek of where we know they end up in the future. So it's going to be fun to watch that unfold as well.
Right.
So lots and lots of stuff. The last thing that I wanted to mention from the tell-all that kind of goes along with how the family treats their children and accepts their children is at one point they mentioned that the kids like joke and compare or say that Cody loves this kid more or this kid more. And at first I thought it was a joke. And then the interviewer said, well, they don't actually say that though, right? Like they don't think that. And all the moms were like,
yeah,
they do say that.
Which
and
is
I was like,
crazy.
Oh my word. I can't imagine growing up that way, thinking that like my dad loved one of my siblings more than me, like actually thinking that.
So in their situation, I can see why that might be a little bit more likely. Because in your home, for example, you had your father that would come home from work and, you know, there you are with your mom and your dad and your siblings and life is all together and there you are, your happy little family, right? He comes home to one of the homes, and if he spends any more time at one of the homes, the siblings in the other home might think, oh, well,
he likes those kids more.
Because the siblings aren't going to only be thinking about his relationship with his wives, right? So if he's at one of the homes more than the other home, we on the outside are going to say, oh, it's because he likes that wife more. But the siblings over in this other home might think, oh, it's because he likes those siblings more than me, right? Like it's easier if you're in the situation to compare other people that are in your same situation, like sibling to sibling, or if you are one of the wives, wife to wife. In my situation, there were so many of us that it was, and we were all in the same home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like we were all one big family. I can't remember specifically thinking that my father loved anyone more, like another one of my siblings more than me, but it's just so tough because there were so many of us that by the time I was born, he'd already had an army of children that, I mean, really, you kind of have to take that into consideration that if for us, we have two kids and they're the world to us, right? Mm-hmm. But if we continued on and had 25 more or 33, 34 more children, by the time we got down to the towards the end there, we'd be so
tired
that giving all of your attention to these younger kids would be difficult. And that's why sometimes people will say it's not okay to have families that big because some of the kids will not get the attention they need.
Yeah, but I feel like the show has always, I don't know if the show does it on purpose or not, but has always kind of shed Cody in this light of like, he's making it all work.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's making it all work. Look at this guy. He runs around like a chicken with his head cut off and he's making it work and he's spending time with all his kids and he's an amazing father and he's an amazing husband and his relationships are good and this is how plural families can work. And then it's like, okay, kids are saying that there's favorites and how is that going to impact their relationships as they get older and into teenhood or into adulthood, which we find out later, right? And then like behind the scenes, Cody and Mary's marriage has been awful for like 12 years. And so it's once again, just a good reminder that the show can show whatever they want. And they're going to show the family vacations.
Yep.
They're going to show the big topics the big reveals, the engagements. They're going to be showing these big moments in their lives, but what happens behind the scenes?
They can't show everything.
They can't show everything, yeah. And I'm sure the Browns would not want them to.
Exactly. And something else that it's good to remember as well is in a normal monogamous marriage, a husband and wife have a couple kids, right? Or some, what's the most common number? Should we say four? I don't know.
I think four is considered a lot for people.
Four kids.
We'll go four.
The amount of time and attention now required from both parents for those kids. In a lot of cases, even in a monogamous marriage, the relationship between husband and wife can be very strained because of all of the attention that those two are given to their kids. Mm-hmm. Now, put yourself in Cody's position. And the amount of attention required from all 18 children, mm-hmm. It makes me wonder if that was one of the main reasons that Mary got less attention, because he was wanting to spend time in the homes where the children were. And Mary had one child, and that child was one of the older children. So once the child got older
and
didn't need as much attention and wasn't the squeaky wheel, I guess you could say, then Cody was putting all of his attention and time. I'm not saying Cody did it perfectly. I'm just saying you have to realize how difficult that would be to have your attention split between that many kids.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could do that perfectly. I think it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So anyway, this was quite the season. Whew. And I feel like now because there's what, two seasons every year, basically, right? So I'm like, dang, these next like 3 to 4 years as we watch, you know, season 12 to season 17, it's going to get intense.
Yeah.
So stay tuned with us as we continue to do this every week, a new season with our fresh eyes on Sister Wives. Yeah. If you want to hear more of what it was like for Sam to grow up in polygamy, or more of our perspectives on the Brown family and trying to tie in their religious beliefs into their everyday life decisions, then please like and subscribe.
Yes. Thank you all so much for being here with us again for our fresh eyes on Sister Wives. We look forward to talking with you soon.
Talk to y'all soon.